there, and welcome. Have you ever been in a yoga or a fitness class and the instructor says something and you feel like you've just been hit with a foreign language? Well, guess what? You kind of have. It's the technical language of the human body, and today we're going to learn how to speak it. I mean, imagine hearing this. Now, adduct your scapula while avoiding lumbar extension. What on earth does that even mean? If you're like most people, you'd probably just sneak a peek at the person next to you and copy what they're doing, right? You are definitely not alone. But here's the good news. We're about to crack the code. And I promise, by the end of our time here, you won't just understand that crazy sentence, you'll actually be able to use these terms yourself. So here's our game plan. We're going to start with the absolute basics, the body's building blocks. Then we'll fire up its internal GPS to figure out directions. After that, we'll dive into how we move in 3D, put it all together to speak fluently, and wrap up with a really important idea, the difference between natural and neutral. Okay, so every language needs nouns, right? The people, places, and things. Well, in the language of your body, the nouns are the physical parts, the structures that actually make movement happen. And it all starts with our bones. This is the scaffolding, the framework of our entire body. Think of it like the steel beams in a skyscraper. They give us our shape and support everything we do. Now, if the bones are the frame, then our muscles, well, they're the engines. They're the tissues that contract and pull on those bones, creating the force for every single action, from blinking your eyes to sprinting a marathon. But how do those engines actually connect to the frame? That's where tendons come in. These are like super strong bungee cords that attach the muscle to the bone, transferring all that power to create motion. And finally, we've got fascia. This stuff is amazing. It's like the body's internal shrink wrap. It's this web of tissue that weaves through everything, holding our muscles, our organs, and our nerves all neatly in place. All right, we've got our nouns down. Now let's learn about directions. It's time to turn on our body's built-in GPS so we can describe exactly where everything is. Now, before any GPS can work, it needs a starting point, right? You are here dot. For the human body, that universal starting point is called anatomical neutral. It's simple. You're standing up straight, feet about hip-width apart, with your palms facing forward. Every single direction we're about to learn starts from here. First step, we've got superior and inferior. Superior just means closer to your head. Inferior means closer to your feet. And what's wild is that this has nothing to do with gravity. Even if you're hanging upside down, your head is still superior to your feet. It's all about the body's own orientation. Next, anterior and posterior. This one's easy. Anterior is your front, posterior is your back. Here's a little trick to remember the other word for posterior, which is dorsal. Just think of the dorsal fin on the shark's back. So your chest is anterior and your shoulder blades are posterior. Simple. Okay, now for proximal and distal. This is all about how close something is to the center of your body or your torso. Proximal means closer in, and distal means further away. So check this out. Your elbow is distal to your shoulder, but it's proximal to your wrist. See how it's all relative? And our last pair of directions, medial and lateral. Just picture a line running right down the center of your body, from your head to your toes. Anything moving toward that line is medial. Anything moving away from that line is lateral. So the inside of your knee is medial, the outside is lateral. So we've got the body parts, our nouns, and we've got the directions. But what about the action? Now we need the verbs. This is where we talk about how we actually move. So all human movement happens in three invisible planes, almost like sheets of glass cutting through your body. The sagittal plane slices you into left and right halves. Think forward and backward movements, like walking or doing a bicep curl. The coronal or frontal plane splits you into front and back. That's for side-to-side stuff like jumping jacks. And finally, the transverse plane cuts you into a top and bottom half. This is all about rotation, like twisting to look behind you. Okay, deep breath. We've got our nouns, our directions, and our verbs. Now let's start putting them together to form actual sentences and describe real, everyday movements. This is where it gets fun. Let's just add a few more keywords to our vocabulary. Unilateral means one side is working, like a single arm row. Bilateral means both sides are doing the same thing at the same time, like a squat. Contralateral is when you move opposite limbs, like your right arm and left leg, and reciprocal is when both sides are moving but in opposite ways, like when you're running. And that brings us to the aha moment. Think about a simple move, like lifting your left arm and right leg at the same time. You're not just moving, you're performing a contralateral movement. It happens mostly in the sagittal plane, but your body also has to stabilize in the transverse and coronal planes to keep you from falling over. Boom, you're speaking the language. Okay, before we wrap up, I want to touch on one last thing, and this one is so, so important. It's a concept that trips up almost everyone when they start working out. The huge difference between what feels natural and what is technically neutral. Look, your natural posture is just how you stand out of habit. You know, maybe you lean on one hip or your shoulders kind of slump forward. Neutral alignment, on the other hand, is a very specific, ideal position where your joints are stacked for maximum safety and power. They are almost never the same thing. And this is the real kicker. When an instructor tells you to find a neutral spine or neutral pelvis, it's probably going to feel weird. It might feel anything but natural. And that's totally okay. It just means you're teaching your body a new, better habit. So why did we go through all of this? Because this isn't just a bunch of fancy words. It's a toolkit. It gives you the power to talk to your doctor more clearly, to move safer and smarter at the gym, and honestly, to finally understand what your own body is doing on a much deeper level. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. Now that you have the basics of this language, what new things is your body going to tell you? What little signals and messages are you going to start to pick up on now that you know what to listen for?